We're on the telephone with Kristen Cam, Public Information Officer for the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. Kristen, I understand we've have some confirmed cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, better known as EHD, in cattle throughout the state. And the Department of Ag wants people to be aware of this. Tell us what you know.
You bet, Ken. We have currently 9 confirmed cases of EHD in cattle. They're spread all throughout the state of Nebraska. Now, EHD is a disease that's been affecting Nebraska's deer population since the 70s, and it's actually transmitted from deer to cattle by biting insects called midges.
Okay, as far as preventative measures or treatment options, doesn't sound like there's much there.
Yeah, unfortunately, this disease really has no preventative measures or treatment options for the affected cattle. You know, this hot and dry conditions that we've really been experiencing all across the state have really contributed to the number of cases that we're seeing, and the first frost should eliminate those disease-carrying midges.
Okay, what kind of symptoms are we talking about?
You bet. EHD symptoms include fever, anorexia, there's going to be a reduced milk production, swollen eyes, there's redness and scaling of the nose and lips, nasal and an eye discharge. There's going to be some ulcers on the mouth, possibly some excessive salivation, possible lameness, swelling of the tongue, oral nasal blisters, and labored breathing.
Okay, so if producers suspect EHD in their cattle, what should they do?
If you are a producer and you are seeing any of these symptoms in your livestock, we encourage you to contact your veterinarian immediately.
Doesn't sound like this is anything that's spread from cow to cow or herd to herd, though.
This is not a contagious disease. It is only spread by these biting midges, and right now it looks like it's coming from the deer population into the cattle population, again being spread by those midges. I think that we just really want people to make sure that they're calling their local veterinarian if they are experiencing any of these symptoms with their herd.